Well, if we were in a news course, that would, but it's good that you're thinking that way, because in reality, it's almost the same. It's just, or in principle, it's almost the same. The lead in a news story does something different. It kind of summarizes the entire story, or the intent of the story. However, who said hook?
I did.
Yeah. The hook, or your setup. So let's talk about the hook. If I'm writing a commercial, what is that really about?
Grabbing
the audience's attention. Okay? Sucking them in to the moment. Give me an example. Anyone. Think of your, or think of a spot that you like. How does it start? Say it again. Could be. So give it to me. Well, I don't want you to give me theory. I want you to tell me, I want you to experience it for me.
Like snap into a Slim Jim?
Snap into a Slim Jim? Standby. How does this, so that's how it starts? So, yeah, I need to start.
Farmer Jack.
Okay, well, listen, I'm not picky. I'm not picky. What I want you to do is get the concept, so I don't care what it is. So, Farmer Jack, the reason why, what's your name?
Christine.
Christine said Farmer Jack, but she's right, and then to go with your idea of the jingle,
yeah.
Your name?
Jordan.
So, Christine and Jordan. those names work together.
Yeah, they do.
Biblically.
wow.
Not just anyone's religion, I'm just saying. It's the writer in me, you know, ideas flow. So you said jingle. So Farmer Jack, if you want to save more, what is it?
If you want to save more.
So stand by. In addition to the fact that it's got this catchy little tune, you know, now that's a shopper's dream. Psychologically, when you watch, that beat. That those beats and things like that. Think, when you're on that level of a Farmer Jack thing like that, that's studied. It's not, oh, let's just do something. That's studied. What's going to relax the person? And this is a, I'm walking by the store and I'm happy and it changes my mood so I buy more. Yep. So that's one in terms of the hook. Just the music alone hooks you. It's this relaxing kind of ditty. Yes. That's repetitive, by the way.
I like the Jimmy John's commercials where they start talking really fast.
Oh, yeah.
So what do they do?
Could that be considered a hook?
Could be. What do they do?
They just talk really fast. And they
yeah.
Gotcha.
They're like making points.
They're making a point. They're hooking you in. So the same thing. But going back to our Farmer Jack, so you got this little ditty, and then they have these words. If you want to save money more than just once in a while, what does that mean?
All the time.
Nitwit. Who doesn't want to save money all the time? Now, good arguing that. I don't want to save money. Really. So they got you. They got everyone at that point. If you want to save money, you, not her, she, not if they want to save money. If you want to save money more than just once in a while. So they're nailing and slapping these other places that just do sales every now and again. We're the regular save your money place, even though we don't exist anymore. but you get what I'm saying? So that's a hook. They hooked you in. Okay? So it's the get your attention and to hook you in. Now going to your Jimmy John's. Jimmy John's is also hooking you by highlighting what they do best, which is fast delivery. And I got to tell you, I lived through the Domino's, which, by the way, they can't do anymore because they were sued.
Yeah.
up the wazoo for, you know, people killing each other trying to get these pizzas there in a half hour, or you get it for free thing. Well, yeah, not bad. I mean, good concept, but just panned out bad. They didn't think about what could happen. But that's a whole marketing campaign that you have, you know, but that's a different kind of learning. We're just in the production copy part of it. But, so, Jimmy John's, I swear to you, I have ordered Jimmy John's, been in this building, because it's one down the street. I have turned around, and that man was at the door. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
This really is, I have to, and I'm good with coffee. I said, boy, they really are not playing around. So to have that spot just nails it, because that is really what they do. You will turn around and Jimmy John's will be there so fast that you didn't even realize you hung up the phone. They're so fast. So they're telling you what they do. They have hooked you in to their world. So in that, in both examples, a problem has been set up. What's the problem with Farmer Jack?
They're out of business.
No. Providing they were still around. What in saying, if you want to save money more than just once in a while, it's just a matter of fact. What have they created? What problem did they create?
Tons of sales.
Well, they created.
They have to live up to that.
Right.
Well, they're
because you've got the problem. You want to save money.
Exactly. They're acknowledging that your problem is that you want to save money. Now, they didn't word it that way. They didn't word it like,
do you have a problem saving money?
No, they weren't that obvious about it. But they're asking that question, you know, or is making the statement, if you want to save money. So they created the problem of lack of money or needing to save money, which we all do. And Jimmy John's, what problem is created in that speedy talk? Everybody, well, you are tired of slow service. You may only have a half hour for lunch. Okay, which is Jimmy John's hottest time of day. It is, without question. That lunch rush for Jimmy John's, you better believe. The most important person in the building, besides the quick sandwich maker, is the driver that delivers. Okay? And that's their focus. They're focusing on their, when I talk about the focus that you have to have, their focus is the delivery at that point, not the fact that they make great sandwiches and they're delicious. And all. The focus is speedy service. Okay? But the problem is that they get it to you fast because the other people are slow, I think you mentioned. So you got a half hour for lunch or an hour for lunch, you don't want to spend it waiting. And then you got 5 minutes left to whoop down a sandwich. Heartburn. He's repeating on
it. Thank
you. You know, in your board meeting. Like, so that's what you want to do in your book. You want to identify something that people need to fix. Urine, pet urine in the carpet makes me crazy. Pet urine in the carpet is the last thing you need this Easter. You ever smell pet urine?
Yeah. It is very nasty.
I don't even want to go there with cat. Cat will have you running
gross
out of your home. You will move. My sister cracked me up. The cat, I don't know. She was having a bad, I don't know what she was going through, but she did it on her futon. And my sister's like, oh, I gotta clean this. I was like, girl, if you don't get that thing out of here and on the curb, you're not cleaning that out. Who's gonna ever sleep or sit on this thing again? Ugh.
Was it a male cat?
Yep.
It's male cats, yep. They spray us.
Yeah, it's that it was a male cat. So, but we have dogs, and they're not too nice either. So if I have my carpet cleaning company, and I start out by saying, you know, it's Easter time, your family's coming over, you want them to be greeted with the smell of ham, not spot. So I created a problem. What's my problem?
Spot.
Right, the problem is pet urine in your carpet.
My house.
What's the problem?
Your house smells.
Well, now that you made me say it, it did. It did. I went to the store and got that.
Oh,
and I said, if you got a box of this, and it's like $15 a pop, I said, I'll clean you out. And I did. Because I went around, you know, I have a boy, I have to get him fixed. So, but we've created this problem now. Family's coming over, and you got pet scent in the house, urine. So, we've created the problem. How did we hook them? We hooked them with, you know, you want to smell ham, not. Well, everybody can identify with that. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't have a pet, you're like, ugh. Because you've been over someone's house and the first thing they see is your doggy or kitty. Okay? So that's what you're doing with your spots. And you don't have to be, again, over the top with, do you have this huge problem? You don't have to, you know, losing weight can be fun. What's the problem? You need to lose weight.
You hate to lose weight.
Or you hate to lose weight.
You hate to work out.
Right, you hate to work out. You're bored with it, or it feels like work or a task and not something that should be enjoyed. So again, we didn't obviously say, do you hate working out? Because that's what most people want to do when they start this process. So you don't have to be so literal. Working out can be a drag, but it doesn't have to be. Come to Happy Fit. We have clowns as trainers. So that brings us to our next issue. What's the next thing?
Body.
The body. And I just mentioned it. I said we have clowns to help train you. They may look funny, but these people are specialized, you know, T90 something.
T-vanity.
Yeah, insanity trainers. They've gone through the program. They're renowned all over the world. The only difference in these guys and the other guys that dress up in the buff, you know, Speedo workout things or whatever, is that these guys are fun. These ladies will make you laugh all the way to a bikini. It is that easy. Call now and we'll tell you how. So that's the body where we're breaking down what's going on and how we can fix the problem. We're giving you the details. Okay? If our focus in this spot is to introduce people to our new product, we're going to talk about, in the case of the happy, you know, trainers, we're going to break down these happy trainers and what they do and how they're going to make you happy while you work out, so that you come to work out happy. Okay? And then the last thing we do is what?
Summation.
Summation. Or restate the hook. Now, if you like, you can totally just restate it again. I mean, I'm not a big fan of that. I like you to be more creative and use more words. State in a different way, but the bottom line is that you're summing up this and restating that hook. Come to Happy Fitness, and that way, working out doesn't have to feel like work. It's happy. Another way to restate what we started with. Okay? Everybody got that? Alright. Now, I want you to keep this in mind because people confuse. Spell it right. People confuse your three sections of copy with your three key elements. That's what I was trying to say.
Perception?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And so we don't want to confuse, because people will put those over there, these over there, or they are morphing, put some of this over there and some of that over there. And I hate that it's both are three, but they are.
We can call it trade.
If you need to, that's not a bad idea. So this is your three key elements of copywriting. Okay? These are your three sections of copy. So this is, if you want, if you need a way to separate them, this is how to break your spot down. And this is how to think about what should go in the spot. Okay? I don't know if that helps you, but you gotta find a way to separate them in the mind. Okay? You wanna repeat key copy point. So the key copy point is the fact that the trainers over here at the Happy Fitness place dress in clown clothes. I want to repeat that a few times because that's something that the client wants you to, they want you to laugh during the spot. So they want you to mention that more than just once. Okay, so that's what that's all about. Let's say it were a sale, an introduction sale at the Happy Fitness place. So maybe they want you to mention that. Sign up now, and you get a year for half the price. Don't forget, right now, if you come in and talk to one of our Happy trainers, you're going to get a whole year, 365 days of training for half the price. 50% off for those who reply or respond now. So you see I'm mentioning it in different ways, but the bottom line is that I'm working that copy point that the client wants. So you want to make sure that you repeat key copy points. So that's number one in your list of things. The next, let's talk about the subtlety of this. All right, target audience. So we're all the production staff at Carson Agency. So you're my team, and I come in the morning, I say, guys, you guys are flying. Happy Fitness. Happy Fitness says that they want to get everyone in to work out because people seem to hate working out. And so we've come up with this concept, or the client has come up with this concept of fitness trainers being dressed as clowns. Who is their target audience? Staff.
Professionals.
Women. You say adults, Jordan. Kalia says women. I like Kalia.
Thank you. Overweight.
That's why Kalia is senior staff member here. Adults, yes, thank you, Jordan, as our newest member of the team. And Kalia, thank you for your expertise on women. Do men want to be happy?
Sometimes,
but that don't mean it
doesn't involve clowns.
Maybe a beer and a gaming system and no problem. But do you see what we just did? And that's reality. That's exactly how it would go down. Your senior member would stand up, or whoever is the head of that project would stand up and say, this is the breakdown, da 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 da. The client may have missed the point. And we may have to talk the client off the ledge. We may have to say, you know what, we think this is a great concept, but when we look at it, we got to be careful that we focus this on the right person. If your intention is to bring in more adults, we're going to have to rethink this whole happy concept. We're going to have to work it in another way, or we're going to have to do two different kind of spots maybe to target it in a different way. Clearly, when we look at this just on paper, women is the focus. So we would ask the client, can we look at this and maybe start the campaign out with women, 25-54 adults, as you mentioned, because that's the technical demographic for that. And then maybe come up with a second concept for the men. We're gonna challenge ourselves to figure that out, but let us really take a grind and figure out how do we sell happy to men. But let's start with the women. That's the obvious way to go. Client says, well, I want to attract men. Then we got our work cut out for us.
Can that be easier on women?
Could be, and then I would say, oh, God, you got something going, let's hear it.
Put the trainers in bikinis and serve beer.
Right, because who's stand by. Wait a minute, stand by. You see what she just did? Because who says happy? See, we perceive happy to be silly. She made happy. She made happy a lifestyle. You said men deserve to be happy, and I ignored that. I should have listened. But she came right back around and backed you up and said, yeah, but it's just your perception of happy. We did mention beer. And then we let that fall by the wayside. We didn't work it. She said, you see how ideas will come up and slap you. And you may throw it away. You got to stop and go, wait a minute. Happy is not just silly. Happy is a lifestyle. So, yeah, we have choose your kind of happy. Ooh. If your happy is fun and silly, we've got trainers for that. If your happy is, you know, buff babes and da-da-da, we got that. Whatever makes you happy. You see what I'm saying? So now it's a la carte. What makes you happy?
But if you go with the trainers and bikinis for the guys, I ain't taking my fat, sweaty behind to go sweat in front of some chick who's already looking good.
But no, you...
That's the piece of there's bourbon. A lot of guys that would.
Oh, but wait a minute.
There's a lot of creepers going through there, too.
So, or... Or tell us what kind of trainer you want. Because happiness is personal.
Well, I would go there.
Please be honest.
Which is what they probably figured. But
maybe we could have some big... beefy guys in clown suits working out.
No, no clown
suits. But
guys don't
work. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel much better with the guys. The guys.
Okay, so, but do you see what just happened here? That is what a brainstorming session is like at an agency. And you are no different. Your agency is just smaller because now it's just you and I. But it's the same process. Who is the target audience? Who are you talking to? So don't just write this great spot and then realize that you've missed the mark because you're not talking to the right person. If the target demographic for the spot is men 18-34, you got to talk differently. You may use even different language. Depends. What if bro love or whatever the case may be. It may not be that over the top or, you know, that obvious, but there may be some subtleties in how you approach it. You may use a different style of music. You know what I mean? So you need to think and consider all of that when you are focusing your spot. Okay, so we got that. Target audience is key, and a lot of people don't consider it. And then you have to solve that problem. Make sure when you do your spot, that in the body, as we mentioned, that you have to fix it. If we've got urine in the carpet, this product cleans it out without any mess. Easy to use, blah, blah, blah. Your house is going to be fresh as if nothing ever happened. Bless you.
Well, thank you.
And this product also has something in the enzyme that makes it unlikely that the pet will urinate in that spot again. It takes that scent out that, you know, they because they have scent that we don't have. And I don't care how well you think you've cleaned it, if you use regular product for a pet, they can smell right through that. And they'll pee right there again.
That's a hook in itself.
Exactly. So, solve that problem. Happy fitness, hey. The problem we have solved is that you are now motivated to come in because you're happy. You love to work out now. And that's what it's all about. So you want to get up and work out. You want to have a good time. Okay? It's like going to the club. It's so fun.
I work out and I gotta tell you, it's never felt that way.
And I tried every psychological trick, and at the end of the day, it's just work out. But you're solving the problem. Yes.
I don't know if this is gonna help anyone else remember what goes where, but like for my notes, I wrote format for three sections of copy.
Okay.
And I wrote content for three.
I like that. So this is your format. I really like that. And this is your content.
Leave it to Aaron.
This is our creative team, and this is our management.
Yeah, just remember that.
What's the middle? What's the middle?
Creative.
I got friends.
The pink area. There is no middle. We only have this one and that one.
Trail driving.
No, never mind. Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I should have put it up here.
No.
So.
No, but he meant us. I also like.
Oh, the middle.
Creative, the management.
Well, that's usually creative, and but you do have people like me who are left brain, right brain, but whatever. And that would be your middle. But we're not common. Okay. So, I like that format content. Yeah, that's beautiful. All right. The last things that I want to cover with you is to make sure that we understand what a 30-second spot is in terms of time and 60. I know you've had it before, but let's remind ourselves. If you have a 30-second spot, you can have what? Between what?
29 and 31.
And if it's a 60, we can have
59.92 minutes.
Infomercial. And these rules fall up under the what? What guidelines?
Radio.
Radio production guidelines.
RB.
RAB.
RAB.
I don't think you learned it.
Yeah, you didn't learn that?
No.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Okay. Okay, this is your art. So let's talk about it. Radio, so I'll do it like this. How do you like that?
That's good.
It means something else than the app blood print. I'm just saying.
In the
half-blood prince,
it means
something completely different.
What is that?
Harry Potter.
Clea, don't do that.
I'm not people. Sorry.
How about that?
Oh, okay.
Don't do that.
Is that a thing of beauty?
It sure is.
So it's Radio Advertising Bureau.
Mm-hmm. Bureau, not
Bureau.
Huh?
Saying
it wrong.
Oh, okay. Bureau. Radio Advertising Bureau. So for short, we call it RAB. Okay? And so what the Radio Advertising Bureau, or RAB, does is it sets, I talked about that advertising agency and all that, that body along with radio and television, people, executives get together and they decide on certain things. And it's more than just this, but for our purposes, that's what we need to know. But they discuss all kind of other things. So that they have synergy, and that we all don't, you know, we do certain things or we don't do certain things as a body, okay? But one of the things that we agree upon is the timing, so that there is a way to set up a clock for time, for advertising time, and that we can meet syndication. See, if your spots are all over the place, oh, you have 45-second spots, you have 18.6. There's no way to balance out the clock consistently. Okay? So the advertising industry said early on, okay, let's come up with a standard. And that way, because back in the day, there used to be more syndicated programming. We know that if we have a 5-minute block, because now we can make it even, a 5-minute block of advertising time, then we can always meet the network coming back for the programming, because on the radio they used to play Beauty and the Dark Shadow. So if every station in America knew that it only had 5 minutes, everybody would end on time. Feel me? So that's where that system originated from, in terms of the time. So this is what it has to be. We can't be all over the place willy-nilly. Okay? And even if we break it down to 15-second spots, which Clear Channel tried to get the world to, you know, embrace, or the industry to embrace, you know, I thought it was a wonderful idea. I don't think commercials have to be, I can sell you anything in 15 seconds. I can sell you something in 10. But for whatever reason, people, you know, feel like, oh no, we need to. And you don't. You don't need to say 100 things. As a matter of fact, it's probably better if you don't. But even with 15 seconds, you could put 2 15s and it makes it 30 or 4 and it makes it 60. You get what I'm saying? It still is nice and even. Okay? So you want to know that, and we have to abide by those rules. And the final thing I want, because I just have my little notes here, things that we want to hit, because we did all the other stuff, believe it or not, yay, and keeping our clock on time, is that you, how many times do you mention your client in these? So, client mentioned.
Isn't it at least 3 times?
In what?
In your script.
In what length of script?
60 seconds.
In a 60 second, it is 3.
Okay.
Twice.
And it's twice in a 30. And that's the at least. Depending on how you write the spot, it could be more. You know, but you don't want to overkill. Jimmy John's, Jimmy John's, Jimmy John's, Jimmy John's, Jimmy John's. Unless that's what. Unless the whole point is to get name recognition. And then that's all you do for 20. That would be so aggravating.
Head on.
We want you to know.
Those are the ones.
Wouldn't you? You would know.
The ones that are aggravating stick the most.
Yeah, that's true. That is true, because I, to this day, I do not totally understand that Quiznos. Mouse, rat, hamster.
Me either. It's so annoying.
We have had meetings about it, and they had to stop because it worked shock value, but then after that it kind of fell apart, so they stopped.
What was the plan of that?
To get your attention, so you would remember their commercial.
Okay, yeah. Well, they did.
There's another one. It's like a car commercial.
Oh,
the pig.
Like
the pig one is funny.
It's
like,
wee!
Yeah.
I love the pig one.
I like the radio spot with the pig. So you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to say wee? Because it's kind of my thing.
I love that. No, the Geico pig, I love it. Wee, wee, wee!
Yeah.
And this new one, where he's on this, I don't know, this bodyboard thing. Or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the best. But, yeah, you want to mention the client. So we want to mention the client at least twice in a 30-second spot. A 30-second spot can be as low as 29, but no more than 31. We want to mention a client 3 times at least in a 60, which could be as short as 59 or as long as 61. Okay? Mm-hmm. And that is the last thing that I have for you today. Let me remind you that you are writing a spot for Sanders this week. It will be a 30-second. If you, I suggest that you get started on that before Thursday, so that you come in with your script at least done. Or at least on your flash drive, so that if you have to make any changes, you can go to the back and readjust, or you know, you might want to change a line, or maybe it's too long once you really put it in the system. But I would get the spot written out. You already have an example. You know the criteria, that it's a 30, the focus is cookies and candy and cookie sale, and that the special production requirement is just that you have music. You will be using the music from the school. We can do have music CDs downstairs.
And on Thursday, when we finally get down to production, I'll make sure you know where they are and what the production CDs are. Although you probably used, the sound effects. Right, because you had it for step four.
So you have just one music set that we voice over the whole time? Okay.
Just one this time. We'll move into changing music and expanding, but this is the first one, so we don't want to have... And then you're going to have some of that time in Adobe with me, and we'll talk about some editing, you know. And you're going to have editing tomorrow, so it won't be long drawn out. It's just going to be some things I want you to remember. But, so I don't want to make it too hard, because we're going to eat up some time in Adobe. Mm-hmm. So we just want to keep it simple. So that's why I say have that script ready. It's just your voice, you know. And the other production stuff we'll talk about on that day, on Thursday. That is all for today, which leaves us 3 minutes early, so questions?
Where do you want us to meet you on Thursday? Like in the Adobe?
I am sure that it's in Adobe, but I will find out on break. I'm pretty sure it's in Adobe.
Is it? Okay. I should know where you're supposed to go right to the studio. You're supposed to meet here.
Oh, yeah, no,
like,
no,
Heather,
no.
You
it
supposed
should.
To meet here and then go to the Adobe Labs, like...
Yeah, I think it's Adobe. Does anyone have a schedule?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yep. So that's meet me in Adobe Lab. Right now, do you have any questions?
It says Audio Lab. Yeah, for Thursday. Is Audio Lab the same thing as Adobe Lab? Mm-hmm.
We're gonna meet in Adobe first, okay. And then we're gonna go to the Audio Lab. If you don't have anything else. Let's take 15-minute break. We'll be back at 11 o'clock, but at 11 o'clock we have a new class.